From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that militants entrenched in Syria's besieged enclave of eastern Ghouta are blocking aid and the evacuation of people who want to leave, despite Moscow's announcement of a humanitarian corridor. Lavrov said that now that the humanitarian corridors have been established, he called upon members of the American coalition to ensure the safe humanitarian access to areas in eastern Syria under their control. Addressing the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, he said Moscow would continue to support the Syrian army in totally defeating the terrorist threat. U.S. President Donald Trump's communications director Hope Hicks appeared Tuesday before a congressional panel probing his campaign's links to Russia. Michael Brown has more.
The House Intelligence Committee met behind closed doors for several hours with Hicks, but she declined to answer lawmakers' questions about her 13 months working in the White House. The committee's top Democrat, Representative Adam Schiff, said Hicks answered questions about the campaign, some about the period between Election Day and when Trump took office, but none about her time working in the White House. Trump almost daily attacks the investigations into Russia's meddling in the election, calling them a witch hunt. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Prosecutors in eastern Taiwan say a building complex that collapsed in an earthquake earlier this month that killed 14 people was structurally unsound and had detained the developer. Liu Yinglin was detained over concerns he was seeking to duck responsibility and could tamper with evidence and witnesses. For additional stories, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Indonesia seized a luxury yacht on the island of Bali Wednesday, sought by the U.S. Department of Justice as part of a multi-billion-dollar corruption investigation linked to the Malaysian state fund One Malaysia Development Berhad, or 1MDB. Jeff Custer has the details.
Television footage in Indonesia showed government officials talking to crew on board the moored yacht with the name Equanimity at Benua Bay. Civil lawsuits filed by the DOJ in the past 2 years indicate a total of $4.5 billion was misappropriated from 1MDB by high-level officials of the fund and their associates. 1MDB is at the center of money laundering probes in at least six countries, including the United States, Switzerland, and Singapore. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak set up 1MDB in 2009. He and the fund denied any wrongdoing. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A faulty dengue fever vaccine has set off mass panic over immunization shots and a political storm in the Philippines following the death of three children. Filipinos have quit vaccinating their children until they get clearer information about what happened, said Renato Reyes, Secretary General of the Manila-based Bagong Alyansang Makabaya Alliance of Social Causes.
It's a serious issue given that kids who had no previous experience of dengue may develop severe form of dengue if they get infected now after the vaccination.
Dengue fever vaccine, Dengvaxia, poses health risks to more than 700,000 school children who were inoculated, according to the Philippine House of Representatives Public Affairs Bureau. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem reopened early Wednesday after Israeli officials suspended a plan to impose taxes on church properties in the Holy City. The iconic church, revered by Christians as a site of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, had been closed for 3 days to protest the Israeli tax plan. The White House announced Tuesday the U.S. is cutting about $8.3 million worth of aid to Cambodia because of recent setbacks to democracy in the Southeast Asian country. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained the decision.
The elections that happened earlier this month failed to represent the genuine will of the Cambodian people. That gave us great cause for concern.
Chumbarong, Cambodian ambassador to the U.S., told VOA's Khmer service that the election went smoothly, but it was a democratic election based on their laws. People in a remote area of Papua New Guinea are assessing damage from a powerful earthquake 2 days ago that one official said killed at least 15 people. Authorities do fear the death toll could rise. Australia's government said it was providing a plane to conduct aerial surveillance and provide logistical support. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.